Shit!
Starting the broadcast.
Oh, hello, internet!
Perfect.
I'm trying to see if the streaming's working.
Why are you
echoing? Don't
cross
the streams!
Why am I echoey?
Yeah, you sound weird.
Am I?
Nah, not really. I don't know.
No, weird.
Internet,
weird
sound
sounds
sound
weird.
Echoey? I sound
I'll turn
weird?
Down the sound so I can hear you less.
Why do I sound do I sound like me weird, or do I sound like... Does this podcast make my butt look big?
Yes.
Awesome.
And in certain circles, that is not a bad thing.
Oh,
I've learned on the internet.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
The black people like the butts.
And not only the black people. My
Asian people, too?
And not only the black people.
There we go.
Ooh, great feedback.
Screaming.
Mike Walther.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm a fan.
But to be fair, Mike W. probably is a black people.
He might be. I don't know.
Just today, I was complaining that the Daily
Mail...
He's
a white Hispanic. I don't know.
The Daily Mail had pictures of Kim Kardashian in jeans and didn't even get a shot of her ass.
She was wearing a long coat,
I don't
Alan.
Care. They should have worked harder.
Oh,
take
Alan.
Take off your coat.
I saw her porno, and it wasn't even fap-worthy.
I haven't looked at it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a boner killer.
Oh, well.
So if you want your boner to die...
That's send Alan the link.
I'll pass.
I don't have the link, but I mean, all you just got to do is
Lord.
Just type it.
It's
Kim Kardashian.
We're like 2 minutes in. Well, less than 2 minutes in. And we've already got...
Oh, my
we've
God.
Got,
my mom is listening.
We've
okay.
already got MDev on the line, so...
Today's topic is der humping.
Hang on.
No!
Hang on, MDev, and let me get the music out of the way so we can officially start the show. We're not home. Nobody's humping.
Somebody's humping somewhere.
Hey, the music shut up. Weird.
Thank God for the music.
It is Thursday, November 21st, 2013. It is the last episode in November, episode 82.
And somewhere, someone in America, somebody is humping.
That's sure. entirely possible.
Does it seem to you like Thanksgiving is really late this year?
It is.
Okay.
It's as late as it could possibly be. Well, almost as late as it could possibly be. It's on the 28th. I mean, I guess it could be the 30th, but still, I don't see how.
What if it's on the 31st?
There isn't one.
But what if it was?
It wouldn't be November.
Isn't.
Then it would theoretically be the latest.
Hey, let's take this call from MDev and see what he has to
okay.
say. Since we missed him last time. Hey, MDev.
Hey, how's it going?
Never heard of him.
I missed you guys last week because I called in. I couldn't hear the stream. My dreams were crushed, and then I had to go back to work.
Oh, no.
Well, step one, quit your job. Don't worry, Obama will pay for it.
Oh, okay. So I hear that Weird's going to pay my salary. Fuck yay!
No. Obama. Obama's going to pay your salary.
Obama said
Obama
if you like your job, you can keep your job.
I don't know. I just got promoted. I don't know if I left my job anymore. I actually have responsibilities now.
Oh, shit.
It's going to become a problem.
That's the end.
Uh-oh.
I got one of those jobs. Yeah, it's definitely not as nice as a job with no responsibility.
I have people to manage now.
Oh,
they look up to me.
No, I promise
that.
You.
Somebody looks up to
I promise
think
you, they don't look up to you.
Okay, fine.
You're that asshole boss now.
Yeah, I'm the man.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
No, but I have a Thanksgiving food.
Awesome.
That I think particularly Brita will be all about, and maybe the rest of you as well.
You know, we wanted to mention that we still have not had proof of your orange and onion sandwich.
You know, I feel very bad about that, but
because you
there
lied
was a
to
lot
us
of explaining that I had to do when I was like, I had to come to my wife and I had to be like, will you hold the video camera? Because I got to make a video for my podcast friend. And it was, there was a lot of explaining. And
we don't believe you.
I mean, we'll get around to that. You know what the real problem is, though? Because
tell me.
No, this is the real problem. Like, because my wife and I have been, like, really eating healthy and, like, we're both losing a bunch of weight, I don't have a loaf of bread in my house. Like,
oh, you know what? We're like that, too. We never have bread.
I have like, artificial sandwich thin things, but those aren't sandwich-worthy, and, like, I don't own a loaf of bread. So I'm going to have to, like, go to Walmart, get some shitty-ass bread to make my sandwich, to put on video.
Okay.
It's really just, it's a lot of effort, you know?
I understand that, yes. We never have bread either.
You know what, Brenda? I promise you that at some point when I eventually meet the people at something, I will make you an orange and onion sandwich.
Okay.
How about you just make yourself?
I'll even, like, cut it like a club sandwich and put a toothpick in it.
Okay.
I'd have to pass on that.
But yeah, I don't own a loaf of bread. So this is my unique Thanksgiving food. Instead of mashed potatoes, because there was an argument over mashed potatoes, because while my wife makes good mashed potatoes, they're not my mom's mashed potatoes.
Oh, no.
So I've been cut off from the mashed potato trade. What we do instead is a recipe where you take 80 red potatoes.
Uh-huh.
You boil them like you would, just boil up potatoes. And then you lay them on a cookie sheet and you smash them with a glass. So they're, like, flat.
Okay.
And then you put them in the oven at 500 degrees for 45 minutes, which sounds insane, but you just get a ton of steam that comes out of your oven, and they are quite possibly the best, like, crispy potato. They're not really like fries because they're bigger than that, but they're just these spectacular crispy potato patties.
That was pretty incredulous.
So we're doing that instead of mashed potatoes.
Okay.
This is like an alternate universe thing, because first we had the orange.
I think I think he calls in and he tells us joke food. Like, it's like the practical.
No, Bria,
joke food.
I'm honest to God. I'm having these on Thanksgiving Day. I will post a picture on my blog.
If you don't post a picture on Facebook, I will not believe you ever again.
That is absolutely fair. That is absolutely fair, Brita.
Okay.
No, absolutely, and I will find the recipe that's written by somebody who's not me, and I will post that.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
No, it's totally legit. You got to try it. It's the greatest shit ever.
All right. If it's a real thing, I'll try it, because I love potatoes. But
well, obviously,
of course she is. She's Irish.
Come on,
I know.
I was gonna say, you got to celebrate them, right? Isn't there a holiday? Isn't there a potato holiday?
People talk about paleo diets, and I'm like, I don't understand it because it doesn't involve potatoes.
I know.
How is that even possible?
It would if they'd have had them.
Of course.
It's not the paleo Irish diet. Diet is just nothing but potatoes and beer.
Paleo Irish diet. No. That's just all Guinness all the time. Come on.
Hey, it's a complete meal, Guinness.
Thanks for calling him, Dev.
I know. Can you put Bailey's in your Guinness?
No.
Ugh. Later, man.
Do you put what in your Guinness?
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
Bailey's. Bye, Dev.
So anyway, our topic.
What is the topic?
Well, we have sort of two topics, but they're kind of similar. And anyway, the first is Thanksgiving kind of revolves around a turkey for some reason that I've never understood. Because
America.
I don't like turkey that much.
Alan.
But anyway, what if turkey didn't exist?
Okay.
What if turkeys were hunted to extinction hundreds of years ago and they didn't exist and you had to eat something else for Thanksgiving? What would it be?
Duh.
Okay.
The other thing is what we want to know is there any odd regional Thanksgiving dishes that you might have? Like, I know some people, Rita, must have the cranberry sauce.
That's not regional.
Blopped out of a can with the little lines regional. From the can still in it on a plate.
Yes.
That's that's not regional. We do that.
Well, okay. Anyway, well,
I don't know what your Texas Thanksgiving is like, but
yeah, I don't
the
know.
The rest either. Of the is it I'm assuming that Texas Thanksgiving is like Texas chili. Like Texas
no
all,
beans.
Texas is like no beans in your chili, and the rest of the 49 other states say, "Oh yeah, beans. Beans and chili is awesome." But yeah. Texas is like a one holdout. No.
What they do what Alan does is he knocks the sauce out of the can, and then takes a bench grinder and knocks those little ridges right out. So it's so it's nice and spherical.
How else do you know how to cut it if you don't have the lines from the can?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't.
And they are not lines. They are ridges.
Ridges.
Well, anyway, okay. that's the topic. And then there was some other political thing.
I've got one question: does anybody else do the green bean casserole? Is that a national thing?
I think everybody does the green bean casserole.
No, I don't.
Okay,
but does that exist in Ohio?
It does exist in Ohio, but not in my family.
I won't lie. I like it, but...
I think it looks like dog vomit.
It does, but everybody...
won't eat it because it looks like dog vomit.
But you go to somebody's...
I don't care how good it tastes. I won't eat it.
You go to somebody's big Thanksgiving thing, and odds are somebody brought a green bean casserole.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I guarantee you, we're having a potluck at lunch. The day before Thanksgiving at work, and I guarantee you somebody's going to bring a green bean casserole.
And with the fried onions on top.
And I will not touch it.
Have you had it?
Green bean casserole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it. It's disgusting.
Oh, it looks terrible, but it's delicious. It's like beef stroganoff.
It's one of those things that I won't eat if somebody else makes it. I won't make it myself. It's like coleslaw. No, not coleslaw. What's that stuff everybody brings to a picnic that makes everybody sick?
Potato salad.
I won't eat somebody else's potato salad.
Just you ate my mother's potato salad.
Yeah, but that was your mom. That's different.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to poison me. I hope. Right?
It's one of those things.
I can't speak for my mother.
Some foods look absolutely horrible, but taste good. Like beef stroganoff. It looks like wet concrete. But man, it tastes good.
Yeah.
I do like beef stroganoff.
And doesn't it look like wet concrete?
Not if you're doing it right.
I don't know.
My mom's beef stroganoff kind of looks like wet concrete.
I'm sure that the green bean salad tastes lovely because so many people love it.
People get fruitcake too, and nobody eats that shit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what people do with fruitcake, but people do like the green bean salad, and I just can't. I can't.
No.
I see it, and I think I just generally have an aversion to vegetables in a cream sauce for some reason. Just across the board, I don't like vegetables in a cream sauce.
Cream corn?
So, no. You know.
We've got callers.
Okay.
This is somebody from Murray, Kentucky, or thereabouts. Hello.
Hey, guys. This is Roadkill.
Roadkill.
Hey. Hi, Roadkill. How are you?
Wow.
Doing okay. It's been a while.
It has.
One of my favorite guys on the planet.
How so? My wife's been doing all the crafty stuff on the...
Yes, your wife is awesome, but so are you. So, anyway, how are you?
Doing good. The one I can remember a few things that my mother made for Thanksgiving that I don't know if it's really regional or not. It was a sweet potato casserole. And it stands out in my mind because normally I like sweet potatoes. I got started on sweet potatoes with sweet potato pie. But I couldn't take this stuff at all because I think she used the canned yam.
Oh, so yeah.
it was almost like a mashed potato casserole. It had weird crunchy stuff on top. I mean, it might have marshmallows in it too, I don't know. But it was metallic aftertaste, and I couldn't stand it. It was just horrible. But all the old timers, all the old, you know, the old crew from the, you know, were born back during the Depression and whatnot, and the family, they ate the stuff up. Because there were a lot of dishes that we had were all for them, really.
Huh.
You know? And, you know, they're all gone now, so. But we had that, and then there was a broccoli casserole of some kind. We never had the green bean casserole. I never remember a green bean casserole. And also, my mother made a cranberry salad. It was, you know, like a type of gelatin kind of thing, but with cranberries. Also, kind of looked like, you know, ever since I saw the blog when I was a little kid, I could never touch gelatin.
Yeah.
It was thoroughly wiggly, repulsive looking.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that makes appearances is the Jell-O salads.
Oh yeah,
they're just weird. I don't know. I used to like them when I was a kid because they were sweet. But there's a lot of stuff that I used to like when I was a kid because it was sweet.
Candy corn.
Oh,
candy
no.
Corn. Cotton candy.
Oh yeah.
And do you guys do deviled eggs?
Yes,
sure do.
Always do deviled eggs on holidays.
Eat the shit out of some deviled eggs.
No matter what it is, apparently it's always deviled eggs on holidays.
I love deviled eggs. Love them.
Then how do you guys do them? Because my
mom makes them.
Wife,
I don't know.
From New Jersey, use only mayonnaise. Not, yeah, they use only mayonnaise in it.
Oh.
And some people just use mustard. And here in the South, you know, I'm in Kentucky. You know, here in the South, it's generally salad dressing, you know, Miracle Whip, and mustard.
Huh.
And of course, you know, usually paprika on top. And sometimes pickle relish.
We always use that New England paprika that pretty much supplies a nice red color and not really anything else.
My mother makes the deviled eggs, and she does kind of like a combination between mustard and mayonnaise and kind of garlic powder and salt and pepper. And maybe they're kind of like gourmet deviled eggs. I don't know. But they're really good.
She should call in and tell us.
I know. She should.
I like to rock the controversy and add the capers, too. But most people hate capers. I don't know why.
Never had one. Once I had, you know, I worked at Walmart, and I had an English, a lady clearly from England, a little old lady. She came up to me and was asking for a particular type of ground mustard. And she swore up and down that this type of brown mustard is what you make the best deviled eggs in the world with. And I cannot remember the type of powdered dry mustard.
Coleman's mustard. It's British.
Yeah, I have some of that.
Yeah.
It's powdered dry mustard, and it is spicy and kind of... It's excellent, though.
I think ours is a mixture of mayonnaise, or it could be Miracle Whip and Dijon mustard.
I told you the food would be good.
One time, I used honey mustard to make some deviled eggs, like dipping sauce honey mustard. It turned out pretty well, actually.
I say blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Oh God.
Now I want deviled eggs. Mom, can you make some deviled eggs for Thanksgiving?
All right, Roadkill.
Get your orders in now.
We gotta get Roadkill's turkey alternative.
That's right. If turkey didn't exist, what would you have as a meat dish for Thanksgiving?
See, I'm very tempted. What's really ironic about this is I clearly remember a Prairie Home Companion skit about just this, in which he started going into about pets, saying, well, you know, we do spend a lot of money feeding them, taking care of them. It'd be nice to recoup some of that risk. He talks about, he's like, Oh, I cooked the jowls nice and floppy, just like you like them. Like, could you just pass the paws, please? I'll take the tail.
Oh, boy.
So, but seriously, I really don't know. I mean, I've had duck before, and I really enjoy duck. But I haven't had goose, and I haven't had pheasant, and there's a lot of other birds out there that I haven't tried. I want to try, and I need to try.
Swamp hen!
Maybe emu. Maybe emu would be great.
What?
Ooh, emu would be good. That's a good call right there.
Yeah, you and what army?
That's not American. Turkey is at least American. People, like, it's our native bird.
People raise emus here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bald eagle.
Eagle American.
You know, the bald eagle, I always say if...
anywhere else.
If the bald eagle wasn't protected and people actually raised them and sold them, they wouldn't be endangered.
That is true, except for people wouldn't eat them because, I mean, all they do is, like, eat fish and stuff. They taste like shit.
Oh, how do you know?
Because other birds that just eat nothing but fish taste like shit.
Oh, okay.
I know guys that have eaten, like, seagull and eider and things like that. And yeah, they say it's pretty fucking gross.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, if you were raising them, you'd feed them, you know, something else.
Well, yeah, but they're still, it's a big flying bird. They'll be tough and stringy.
Oh, well, you could raise it like they do the veal.
Flightless eagle?
Yeah, flightless eagle. They keep it in a little cage and don't
let it move. There is a reason why the dodo bird is extinct.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, maybe in Alan's parallel universe where turkeys don't exist, dodo is still around.
That could be. That could be. Thanks for calling, Roadkill.
By the way, Alan, since this was your topic idea, what would your turkey alternative be?
I think I'd go with something meaty, like a nice prime rib or something like that, that you could, you know, carve at the table. And
yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, but not very adventuresome.
I'm not that adventuresome when it comes to food.
Well, I'm well aware of that.
True. I would go for lamb.
Lamb would be good.
Because I love lamb, and I never get it enough. And it's kind of like it's so expensive now that it's like a special occasion meat, you know. I think I'd go with a nice lamb roast.
And I had one 4th of July a few years ago. Which happened to be a 4th of July, I was chased by turkeys, and I wanted to kill them and show them where I was in the food chain, but I was worried that somebody might call the cops if they saw, because I was in a very populated area. But it happened to be that the grocery store that the turkeys tried to kill me at was had some lamb on sale, and so I had lamb for 4th of July, and that was pretty fucking good.
Yum. Turkey alternative be weird?
Duck.
Oh, okay. Duck.
Duck is awesome.
Would you give it pat's first before you killed it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'd love it and squeeze it and then wring the life out of it and then eat it.
All right. We got more callers. They're lining up. Food is always popular. This is area code 360. Hello.
That would probably be me.
It's Bradley.
Yes, it
Hi,
is.
Hi, Bradley.
I can't believe you guys eat cranberry sauce out of a can.
What? I don't real. It doesn't come any other way.
as a matter cranberry. Of fact, those cans are floating on the cranberry bogs in this area right now. That's the natural husk of a cranberry.
A little sugar, a little butter, saute no. it. It's beautiful. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. And it comes in a can.
So does mayonnaise. That doesn't mean it's any good. How baking comes in a can, and I can validate that that's crap.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about the canned bacon.
I have had cranberry sauce that did not come from a can. And it was fine, but I prefer the can. Anyway,
I think you just lost Bradley, Brita.
I know. I'm sorry, Bradley. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm kind of a Philistine when it comes to cranberries, but, you know, I'm on board with everything else pretty much.
All right, so Bradley, in your alternate universe, what's on the Thanksgiving Day table?
Well, this is going to be the first year I'm not going to have venison on the table.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
I almost always have a big venison roast.
Awesome.
Very, very nice.
Ever since my first trip to Germany, I've been forced to every Thanksgiving I've gone to at someone else's house to bring my stuffing. My stuffing actually is stressing because they won't let me stuff the bird, but neither here nor there. You know, sort of making that, you can make even stovetop pretty damn good.
Hmm. I like this idea of venison. I definitely want the exit wound. That'll be nice and tender.
Bradley, you were in Hawaii for Thanksgiving at least 1 year, right?
Boy!
No.
No?
No.
Damn it.
I went home to my dad.
Oh. Damn it.
They
I was just wondering if there was anything Hawaiian that they kind of worked into their Thanksgiving.
I'm sure they do. You know, they do poi or something like that, or roast a pig and banana leaves.
Huh. Or spam.
Poi and spam. With a casserole. Spam. With onion soup. Put the onion soup.
That was actually the
spam.
Best Christmas ever. I spent it at the beach, where Christmas should be spent.
Yeah. Not knowing.
It was all warm and everything, and I was annoying everyone with Facebook posts from the beach as it was snowing in their location. It was fun.
Shut up, Bradley.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bradley.
The Talk beach and Christmas. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of beaches.
What?
Area code 978. Hello.
That would be me.
Who's this?
It was Bess. Good Lord.
Never heard of him.
I called in last week. Never heard.
Never heard of him. Hi, Jay.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's the great Thanksgiving episode.
That's right.
Always a good one.
Oh, Jay, you've got to do that crazy Guido Thanksgiving, don't you?
You know, it's interesting. That's Christmas. Christmas is the 900-course traditional Italian dinner where we consume roughly 6 billion calories and don't move for a week afterwards. But Thanksgiving was like under penalty of severe broom beating, had to be an American meal because we're in America. This is an American holiday. It has to be traditional. So we're like just dead on turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, peas, you know, and apple pie at the end. It was like as stereotypical friggin' Wonder Years. I had what the hell's his name narrating over my background every Thanksgiving. And that's when the turkey got caught. You know, but Christmas is when, you know, we had antipasto and lasagna.
Yeah, see, all the you know, my wife's family's Italian, and they have in every Thanksgiving there's the sausage soup and the lasagna and the roasted eggplant, the eggplant parm, and all that, as well as, you know, turkey and stuffing and that sort of stuff, because Italians never go, well, maybe we've got a little too much food.
Yeah, God, geez, I hope it's enough.
Not an issue.
Yeah.
So
looking forward to getting home for Thanksgiving.
So if you didn't have turkey, what would you eat?
I got a good one. Uniquely American? How about buffalo?
Ooh.
Buffalo is some mighty tasty food, and that's pretty damn American.
Yes, it is.
You got to shoot it with a lever action rifle, though.
Black powder.
Ooh, and here's an interesting thing. Something that tastes very, very similar to buffalo, and also, well, not uniquely American because they exist in Europe and Asia as well, but moose.
Ah, swamp donkey.
Oh, love me some swamp donkey. That is a tasty, tasty meat.
I have never had a moose.
Me neither.
That's because they don't grow in Texas.
No, they don't.
They don't grow in Texas. They're
big, but they're not Texas big.
Good Lord, if a moose was Texas big, it'd be the size of the Chrysler Building.
That's true. And I'd eat it every last bit. I'd freeze some, but, you know, it'd eventually come out of the freezer and I'd eat it.
Save some for later.
Moose leg.
And speed goats, yes. Speed goats.
Oh, man.
Well, all right.
Thanks for calling, Jay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye.
Does food taste different if you shoot it with a black powder?
I don't see how.
I don't know. It'd be like all like sulfury and stuff.
Why?
Because black powder.
Yeah, but you're not spraying it onto the thing. The bullet's flying through the air. I guarantee you, by the time it gets out the end of the barrel and flies through the air and hits whatever it's going to hit, there's not a whole lot.
I don't know if it's buffalo, you just kind of walk right up to it and screw the muzzle of the gun into its ear.
I don't think they stand still for that.
What is that, like they just wait for you to shoot them?
I always thought they were running.
The ones at Yellowstone do.
Oh, well, yeah. Those are tame.
You can do that to the deer, like, across the street here.
You can
just walk up to them and be like, hey, deer, blam.
Hit them with a baseball bat.
You know, they don't care. They have no clue.
I harvested my deer with a Louisville slugger.
Yeah, well, it's lots like, of... you know, I got, like, eight-point bucks just walking around the neighborhood.
Well, lots of people harvest them with their bumpers. So
I harvested mine with a Chrysler minivan.
Yeah. And we have more callers.
Wow, Alan, you're right about these food
I'm
shows.
I'm telling you, this is your buddy, the gun enthusiast.
Okay,
greetings, humans.
Hello.
I got two things. My alternate besides turkey would be venison as well.
Awesome,
just stole it on me. But, yeah, you know, do a nice venison roast wrapped in bacon. That would be what I would do.
Yeah.
And my secret ingredient for deviled eggs is wasabi.
Yum. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. That is so good. You wouldn't believe it. You should try it.
I will try it.
Yes. Everybody must
try
that.
Do you use the wasabi, like, paste or powder?
Powder. We get restaurant grade wasabi powder, which is like you have to be careful with that stuff.
Yes.
Because it is so lethal. It's awesome. But definitely try that. They come out so good, you won't believe it.
I will definitely try that.
Absolutely. That sounds good.
So,
I'm all about the horseradish.
Yes. Definitely, and it's just a good zing, and you know
wasabi
we always do one,
load
it up a little bit extra.
Definitely a swamp donkey radish. It's more powerful. It's bigger.
Oh man,
wasabi's a big goddamn root.
Well, you're not hitting it with it.
What?
I wanted to ask our guest, though, our caller.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you doing with your turkey this year?
Well, actually, we're going to get two. And we're going to just do one regular in the oven inside. And we're going to do one outside in the smoker. I'm going to try
smoke-cocking
it. Yes.
Oh, smoked turkey is so good.
Spatchcock.
Yep. Going to give it a shot.
Spatchcock is the way to go. I've done that a couple of years now, and it cuts down your cooking time for, you know, first of all, it cuts it in like half practically. And
we're going to do the apple tips, and it should be really good.
Yeah, it's really good. So, good luck.
Yep, that's good.
I
Thanks.
I want to do the deep fryer sometime, but not because I particularly want to deep fry a turkey, but because I want to deep fry everything else.
We just deep fry the turkey.
Make sure you bread the turkey first. I want it to be like a giant buffalo wing.
I want to do all that like state fair stuff. I want like the deep fried butter and the deep fried Oreos and the, you know, all that kind of. I want to play with the deep fryer.
The deep fried butter sounds horrifying, but the
I heard it's pretty good.
I want a deep fried candy bar so bad.
Yeah,
I haven't been to a fair where they do that.
Like I want a Three Musketeer
bar.
Oh,
deep fried.
Deep fried cranberry sauce. You know, but still shaped like the can.
that I guarantee would be fucking horrible.
No, it would not. It'd be delicious.
Deep fried cranberry sauce.
Like in a batter? If you have like a batter crust and then warm cranberry sauce on the inside, how could that be bad?
That might be pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm with Alan.
And
you
then
can pretty
add,
much
like,
deep fry anything.
Or something on top? Oh, God.
Bacon.
Whatever. I need that.
Actually, thanks bacon actually might work. Because yeah, you,
right,
you get the trifecta. You get the sweet, the salty, the carbs, and the smoky. Deep fried bacon, of course. You can do the country fried bacon.
Yep.
And country fried green bean casserole.
We have another caller.
Okay.
Area code 361. I believe this is down around Corpus Christi. Hello.
Hey, it's me. It's Samara.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I know I haven't been on in a while. But I would have to say back in the day, my grandmother used to make a potato pudding. With
potato pudding.
Dinner. Yes, potato pudding.
Okay.
And it's not, I wouldn't say that it's that good. I mean, but it's not bad either. This is weird.
I've never heard of potato pudding. Is it like bread pudding, but potatoes?
Well, it's baked. You bake it in the oven, and you put a lot of pepper in it.
Oh, so it's not like a sweet thing. It's like a savory thing.
Right, it's like it's a side dish.
Huh. Never heard of it before.
Interesting. That actually sounds like it might be good.
Yeah, sure.
Rock solid.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh.
Oh, well. Well, call back if you want, and we'll...
I think people get inventive with side dishes, and then, somebody's grandma will come up with a side dish 1 year, and then it'll stick. Because everybody will say, hey, this is great.
That was good. Yeah, do more of that.
And then, you know, you're stuck with what whatever for the rest of your life, I think.
I wish that worked. My aunt, a couple of Thanksgiving ago, made a roasted Brussels sprouts that were pretty goddamn good.
I'm doing sautéed Brussels sprouts this Thanksgiving.
Wow. I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, they're the best sautéed or roasted. They're really delicious.
We have...
Yep.
We have more callers.
Oh, okay.
This is area code 361. Hello. Oh.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, turn down your radio.
I don't know what happened, but I lost y'all.
Yeah.
Turn us down.
There you go. Oh.
Sorry.
We can still hear you in the back. Hear us in the background.
Sorry. But if turkey didn't exist, I would have to say there would be a pig on my table.
Ooh. Like a whole pig?
Like a suckling pig or a hog.
Ooh.
Yum.
That sounds good, too.
Pork.
Everybody's drooling now. Cool.
I think that's a good choice.
That is good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling back, too. Yeah.
Bye. And I think we have Amanda on the line.
Okay.
I think this is Amanda. Hello?
Hello.
It is.
Hello. I wanted to give you guys an update on the little 2020 thing.
Oh, great.
So I got a call from ABC today saying that they're going to go in a different direction. And would I be willing to sit for an interview in my home with my child present for them to interview me and him about gun safety rather than do the whole panel? So I told them, you know, I'd be more than happy to sit for them again, but he was off limits and would not be present. And so the woman kind of got a passive aggressive and was like, well, I'll let everyone know that you're not interested in helping out anymore. And that was the end of it. And,
I see where this is going.
Yeah. So I've been in contact with some of the other women in the group and they've been contacted. And it's starting to look like that they have not been able to edit down what they got of our footage, so they're going to scrap it.
So, but what you mean by editing it down is editing it to something they can use to
further their agenda.
Right. That's pretty sad.
That's what it's starting to look like.
And yet not surprising at all.
So they kind of wasted everybody's time.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know if they're going to use any of it or just, you know, say, we talked to all these women, and then now we're going to go over to this part and talk to Joan, whose son killed himself with a stolen gun.
Right.
And, you know, just not air any of our interview.
They'll find some Katrina refugee with an honor student kid that's in jail for gangbanging or something and talk to them about it.
Exactly. So,
honor student on a curve.
One of the women is not interested, but she is not telling them that to see if she can get a little more information out of them about how much the previous interview was going to be, is possibly going to be used.
But good move on not subjecting your child to that, because I mean. It's fine. It's fine for a grown up to walk into a trap, but it's another thing for them to entrap a child. That's just unscrupulous.
Yeah, and for me, it's very risky because I have a special needs child, and I really don't want to rehash, you know, that whole thing.
Yep.
Whoa, you know, Sandy Hook and mental health and blah blah blah. So I ended up in jail.
Well, it really seemed to me that they really went into, I think they were trying to be sneaky and do kind of a, you know, I know that they wanted to do single women in their original interview. They wanted to do single women, single mothers, possibly with children in the home. They wanted to do that interview. And I don't think it worked out the way they thought it was going to work out for them.
Also, to be fair, I mean, the whole, I can see why this would be attractive to them in the first place and see it as something that would be worth their time because, I mean, you guys are all, you know, you guys are all novices, you know, the idea. I mean, if you were, you know, hardcore gun enthusiasts, you know, you wouldn't need to have the, you wouldn't have the need the Armed Citizens Project to help supply you a gun because you grew up with guns, you'd have dad's, you know, dad's supply that he left to you in his will, sort of idea, or just, you know, stuff that your friends gave to you. I mean, I've got plenty of friends that are, you know, single moms and all of that, you know, and the, you know, they decided, oh, I really need a gun for self protection, but I don't have the money to afford it. I'm a professional. I've got some money and, you know, you're my relative. I can hook you up with something affordable.
Right.
Exactly. Well, and that being said, after this phone call and I talked to a couple of the other women, I went to the 2020 website and they have like an all points bulletin out on there saying, do you own guns and have children? Would you like to be on television? Please give us the details, and we might contact you. So, since I'm pretty sure all of you own guns, and most of you have children, I was going to go ahead and post it in the chat. So, if anybody wanted to contact 2020.
Hey, I own guns, and I have children.
Yeah, the problem is wanting the kids there. There is no good that can come from that. None whatsoever. Right. Because children, it is a very exceptional child who knows how to deal with a professional media person trying to skew something in a particular direction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure.
Exactly.
I'm not sure any kid can handle that.
Yeah, let's
heck, most adults can't.
if the kid handles it well, then it's just dumb luck.
Well, and it'd be on the cutting room floor too, so they would never air.
And I really think that's what happened. Is we all handled ourselves very well. We all knew what they were driving at, and all the women spoke from a position of intelligence. Instead of, I got me a gun, I'm going to shoot me someone today, you know, which is really what they were hoping for. And I think it just really didn't fit the mold.
Probably did.
Which is sad, because I would really like to see the footage, because I think that's really the kind of things that need to be aired. But
hence exactly the reason why they won't air it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nope.
You didn't support their, you know, theory kind of thing. It's like they had a story they wanted to write, and then they're trying to fill in the blanks, and you're not doing it for them.
No, not at all.
You know, like you said, they were doing that interview with you and the panel interview, and they kept on throwing out statistics about children and guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you brought up the swimming pool thing, and there's so many ways to defeat their statistics, you know, children getting killed with guns and guns in the home and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And just like him throwing out there, 1/3 of all accidental shootings involves
right.
a child, though, you know, that could be 1 in 3.
Right. But it's also, they look at the age range and most of the age range is, you know, young gangbangers killing other gangbangers with guns.
Mm-hmm.
In anti-gun cities, in gun-free zone cities, you know, so.
It's
like they're trying to further their theory of guns, but they're not finding the actual real life evidence to support their theory.
No,
so
they should probably pick up on the more people got, what was it, more people applied for concealed handgun licenses last month than applied for Obamacare.
Yeah, that ain't gonna
well.
And
that probably doesn't really fit the agenda either.
Yeah, and the NICS check actually works most of the time, unlike Obamacare.
Well, define works.
Well, I mean, most people that, you know, most people that buy a gun and don't, you know, have some other means to bypass it, it usually goes through pretty quick.
Or it doesn't go through and then they have to contest it, but no matter what, it doesn't do what it says it does.
Right. Well.
Yeah, so we've had one good newscast come out of it. Indianapolis, Indiana is getting ready to bring on the program.
Wow.
And they came and filmed during our training. And it aired last week on Fox 59 in Indianapolis. It was fantastic. It was put in a positive light. Of course, they were all talking about, you know, the preachers that are trying to take the guns off the street. So, well, you know, whatever.
Do you have a link to that?
I do. I can post that in the chat.
Yeah, do it.
So that was received very, very well. And the woman from Indiana, she was just a sweetheart. And is going to follow up with us and let us know how it goes. So they're actually looking for people interested in the program and volunteers in the Indianapolis, Indiana area to help train and, you know, help pick out neighborhoods. They're going to do it, you know, like they did here in Houston by crime rate and that sort of thing. So they put out like an APB, you know, to get information. Let's see, here it is.
dead air. Everybody drink. Yay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
I got it.
That's
I'm getting ready to post it. Okay. So that was it. You know, if it ends up airing, I'll let y'all know. And, of course, if I hear back from 2020, which I probably won't, I'll keep y'all up to date on that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to predict your persona non grata.
Hmm?
I predict your persona non grata to 2020.
Yeah.
You're neither an idiot nor a useful idiot.
Exactly. So, that was it.
Okay.
And, no, I don't use cranberry sauce at all. Either in a can or real. You know, if,
what?
You know, that's dessert or it has vodka in it. But that's really the only time it's at the dinner table.
Ooh, okay. Cranberry with vodka. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
So wait. You haven't answered the questions.
Okay.
If turkey didn't exist, what would your Thanksgiving substitute be?
Oh, it would be ham, hands down.
Duck.
When weird throughout duck, I was like, ooh, yeah, roast duck. But we do duck for Christmas. Mm. We roast duck at Christmas time, so.
Is that like a family tradition thing, or is that just? You like duck?
It's a Mia, Roy, and Milo tradition. It's just the three of us usually on the holidays. I don't like to. That's my Christmas to myself, and I don't have to do the big Christmas thing.
Gotcha.
Merry Christmas! You got a card, and I'm at home alone in my pajamas. And so we roast a duck. You get four good pieces out of it. It feeds four. We can't invite others over. It's just us, and it's fantastic. And I wouldn't share it anyway. We fight over that fourth piece.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye. And props for proper use of y'all.
Y'all. Yeah, well, she's a Southern girl, yep. You know.
We have time for more callers if somebody else wants to call in. I wanted to touch on the thing that came out today, if you like your Senate rules, you can keep your Senate rules.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, you can't.
Well, that kind of goes along with the whole entire administration so far, just making up rules as they go along, right?
Yeah, if what they want to happen doesn't happen, they'll just change the rules and
change the rules
until it does. So,
I mean, they had the president just stood up last week and said, hey, well, I don't know, that law we made, not working out so well, so I'm going to change the law. I'm going to make a speech and change a law. Really?
Well, what's funny is back in 2005, pretty sure it was Senator Obama when he wasn't, voting president, and Harry Reid were firmly against eliminating the filibuster rule. And, because the Republicans had brought it up. And now it was kind of funny because I think some of the Republicans are starting to wise up to what's going on, and they're kind of sitting back going, all right, you want to do that, but just remember, you might not always be in charge.
Well,
yeah, they never seem to figure that out.
you know, the Democrats pass a law and then they're like shocked when it doesn't do what they wanted it to do. You know, it's what? What do you mean the law war against poverty hasn't eliminated poverty and we have more poor people than ever? You know, what do you mean the war on drugs hasn't eliminated, drugs and we have more than ever?
Right. Although, the only analogy I can think of, it's two different teams playing shuffleboard on the Titanic. Because they're not trying to save the Titanic.
No, they're just arguing
about
the rules of shuffleboard.
They're just fighting each other. and really, they don't care about what's going on with the Titanic because they're focused on this little game with each other.
Yep.
And change the rules, don't change the rules, and whoever is in charge, I think it has come to the point where it has nothing to do with us.
Oh, no, of course it doesn't.
you know, there's this game where they get elected, and then once they're elected, they try to stay in power. And it has really, honestly, nothing to do with us.
Well, except that we provide the money that lubricates their...
Well, there's that.
You know, we're the flock this year.
At some point, that will come to an end, because there ain't no more money, honey.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know what I mean? It's coming to that point where... How much is China going to lend us, and how much will the taxpayers give us? I mean, it's like it's there is a limit.
Yep.
So.
This is true.
You know, go ahead, change the rules. I don't think it matters to us anymore.
Yeah, somebody was saying today that you know, with Obamacare and all this shenanigans and all, it's like, you know, the Republicans can't possibly not win the Senate next time. I was like, have you met the Republicans?
Yeah. Really? God.
Have you not seen what they've done before?
And really, at the end of the day, do you really want them to win? Because will it really be that much different? I don't think so.
No, of course not. It wasn't before.
Of course not. Yeah.
Why would it be different now?
Yeah. I'm just going to work on terraforming a new planet.
There you go.
And we can all move there. Whichever one is available.
Oh. I hear there's a lot. You can take your pick. The problem's getting there.
Whatever.
We need those wormhole thingies.
Someone will work that out for me.
Call it the Breida Prize.
Yes. Work it out.
Breeder goes to the first person who can establish a wormhole that a human can pass through without killing themselves to another planet.
There you go. Are we out of callers?
We're out of callers and we're out of time.
Okay.
So it's been
fun.
It's been a fun. We are not going to have a show next week. It is turkey time. It's Thanksgiving, and nobody wanted to do it because everybody would be off, you know, doing the family turkey thing. Or whatever they're doing, loosening their belts and settling in for a football game.
Yep, we'll be playing a nice competition of which weighs more, a little La Weirda or the turkey. I don't think La Weirda is going to win this year.
No, not this year.
Not this
unless
year.
Unless it's a really small turkey.
Yeah, unless it's a chicken.
Aww. How much does she weigh now?
We haven't weighed her since the last. I mean, I'm betting she's probably if she's lucky and we get her soaking wet, she might be 10 pounds.
You should bring her to the grocery store and put her in the produce.
Oh yeah, the little scale thing. Yeah.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm gonna do that and see if I can get a manager to yell at me.
Oh, I bet they won't.
And get pictures.
This is our third. This is actually a big deal because she's born right at the time when she can be super cute for like Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that kind of stuff. So, you know,
we get little outfits that she wears for approximately 15 minutes, and then she either throws up or shits all over them.
And then you can throw them away.
She just did a big old vomit all over me just before the show. I'm holding her. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're a cute little girl. You're a cute little girl. All over me. All over her.
Oh, you know what babies love? What? Babies love to be tossed into the air.
No.
Yes, they do.
Alan.
I'm not kidding. They love it. Trust me.
I don't think quite at this age.
Babies love to be tossed into the air.
Do you have to catch them?
Well, yeah, you kind of have to catch them.
Or do they bounce?
No, they don't bounce. Well, they bounce a little bit, but that's...
Oh, my God.
Telling you. It's like...
I'm not taking advice for those of you who are trying to get their teeth.
Tossing a baby in the air is like you're giving a cat a paper bag. It's just... They love it.
What about tossing a cat in the air?
They don't like that.
No! Don't toss anybody in the air.
But the cats always land on their feet.
It's like the puke-o-matic at the festival. It's like, no.
Which one's the puke-o-matic?
All of them.
Is that the one that spins you around?
All of them. Puke-o-matic.
I know that one. The one you get in and spins you around real fast. You throw up.
Don't throw the baby in the air, weird. Don't listen to Alan.
Or the zipper. That always looks... I'm always talking about... He doesn't like to go on roller coasters in amusement parks because he's like, I know those things have been tested and regulated. I like going on rides at fairs because I know that those could actually kill me. So that fear is real fear. I can't talk myself out of that fear.
Oh boy.
Plus they have rust.
There you go.
Ugh.
All right, everybody. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in December.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
December.